The beginning of Lent on Ash Wednesday, we listened to Jesus' first homily, all 19 words of it, when he appeared in Galilee saying, "The time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God has come near, repent and believe in the gospel." Today, as we reach the culmination of this preparatory and penitential season in the sacred Triduum, we'll meditate on the Lord's last homily, when he mounted the pulpit for the last time, and said seven things. Cicero had said about crucifixion, it's a crime for a Roman citizen to be bound. It's a worse crime for him to be beaten. It's well nigh the killing of a father, parricide, for him to be killed. What if I'm to say, if he be killed on a cross? A nefarious action such as that would be incapable of description by any word, for there's none fit to describe it. Nevertheless, that's exactly what our Lord suffered willingly, and during that incredible agony gave us this, his valedictory address. Faith, St. Paul tells us, comes from hearing. So over these next 3 hours, we will listen attentively to the Lord, to what poured forth from his heart as his heart was about to beat its last. As most of us know, crucifixion victims were nailed to the cross with their arms stretched back in such a way that in order to breathe, they would have to push up from their legs in order to open up their diaphragm enough to exhale. When you had huge nails through the nerves of your feet, doing so would have been literally excruciatingly painful. Since we talk during exhalation, in order to say anything, Jesus would have had to have made that unbelievable effort. He was not only suffering, therefore, while he said these words, but he was suffering in order to say these words, in order for us to hear them. Today, let's listen to those words to get to know the thoughts of the Lord at his supreme hour, so that we might get to know the Lord himself better. Then, since he has called each of us to follow him all the way, picking up our cross each day, first as disciples, then as victims with him, we will ask him to help us to put on the mind of Christ and to make those last dying words of his our own.